Quantum mechanics keeps revealing a universe that is dependent on the observer. This contradicts the mainstream view of local realism, which believes in an essentially dumb, random cosmos that's independent of our awareness of it. Quantum theory insists such a worldview is wrong because one's observations of entangled photons or particles produce immediate, distant physical effects. And the famous double slit experiment consistently offers hard evidence of nature and consciousness existing interdependently. In this view, as the late physicist John Wheeler put it, no phenomenon is a real phenomenon unless it is an observed phenomenon. The easiest doorway into this new perception may be right before our eyes, since visual images do not occur out there in some external reality, but exist only in the brain, mostly in the occipital lobe. So it's mind out there in front of us, the only place images and tactile impressions can be apprehended. Even Newton believed this in his paper called "The Rays Are Not Colored." Nonetheless, the mainstream majority view still says that consciousness exists only as isolated pockets dependent on individual neural structure. The problem is, if awareness solely arises from biological structure, how does it do so? This simple question has never been answered, and major studies of consciousness keep saying it's an insuperable mystery, and that the best science can do is determine which areas of the brain control which function. When we try to go deeper and ask how a sense of being or experience or awareness can ever arise from insensate elements like hydrogen and carbon, this is the hard problem of consciousness, which utterly stumps our science. Added to the controversy is the so-called Eastern or Enlightenment experience, in which mystics claim to have directly perceived that consciousness is eternal, which suggests that death is not even real. That's outside mainstream science, sure. But there's more than enough science justification to admit that it just might be true. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.